You know, there's a lot of davening that happens in Judaism, and a lot of davening that happens in this week's Parsha. And it's a great story that really sheds a lot of light as to how we really should be davening. The story goes like this. The Chafetz Chaim used to daven late at night in a small Beis Medrash by himself. And people kind of knew about it, but the Beis Medrash was locked, and no one really knew like kind of what went on inside there. So one troublemaker, Baruch Hashem for this troublemaker, he decided he's going to sneak in one night, and he hid in the benches, earlier in the day when the Beis Medrash was open, and then finally the Beis Medrash, that was locked, and then the Chafetz Chaim came in later, and he was ready to see what is it that the Chafetz Chaim does. And he was watching, and the Chafetz Chaim opened up the Aron Kodesh, and with the Sefer Torah there, and he starts shuckling, and the guy's waiting. He's like, "Whoa, what's the Chafetz Chaim going to do? Like all these deep things. He's going to daven for Mashiach to come. He's going to daven for all the poor people that need help. All the people with all different types of troubles that come to him." And Chafetz Chaim gets up, starts davening in Yiddish, and just starts begging that Hashem should help him not get angry. And the person was like shocked, like this is what it was about. But that is what it was about. And the Chafetz Chaim spent time at this special secluded hour, and this is when he turned to the Rabbeinu Shlom, turned to Hashem. He didn't just turn to him about like lofty things, but turned to him about things that were concerned to him, things that, I'm not sure exactly what the Chafetz Chaim getting angry looked like, but apparently he thought that there was a certain level of anger that he was getting, and he needed to kind of unload. And when he spoke to Hashem, he spoke in the Mamalush, and he spoke in Yiddish, and he just kind of let himself go. And such an important lesson for us in terms of what our davening should be looking like, that of course we have a lot of halachos of tefillah that we need to keep, and the beautiful Nusach that we have that Anshei Knesset Gedolah set up for us, but we need to spend time also just kind of unloading everything that we need. And there's stuff on our head. Each one of us has different things that concern us, different challenges that we're trying to overcome. And we need to share that with the Rebbe Shalom. That's such an opportunity. That's what it's there for. The Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim himself brings out a Mishnah Berurah from the Chai Adam, that a person does need to reach out. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he says to do it then, and to just kind of let go of all the things you need. Just share them with Hashem. There's no reason to hold back. On the contrary, that's the right thing to do, is to share all your, sometimes you may seem like petty concerns, but share them with Hashem, talk to Hashem. And this is exactly what we learn in this week's Parsha, that we're taught that Yitzchak goes out to daven. The language that's used is that Vayitze Yitzchak lasuach basada. He went out to be suach basada, the language of sicha. And sicha means to talk. And it's really, like Sava HaKabbalah says it here, a similar idea is found elsewhere, that the sicha is a language of trying to get something off your chest. If something's bothering you, something is concerning you, and that you have to kind of let go, and you have to share this with Hashem, and sharing that with Hashem is, that's really a wonderful part of tefillah, a pleasurable part of tefillah. Davening is not supposed to be something that's just hard, and not something that it's obviously a huge opportunity, but something that's supposed to be a very pleasurable experience. The Nefesh HaChaim writes this in a very explicit language list, Anigal Hashem b'tevas ha-tefillah, to enjoy Hashem with those words of tefillah. We're talking to the most powerful being in the whole world, and he just wants to hear about, if you get a little angry, they say the Chafetz Chaim was davening about, or whatever other issue you may have, or whatever the challenge that you want, or whatever. This is the most powerful being on the universe, the source of everything, wants to hear about it. And you get to say it. And what should be more exciting than that? What could be more geschmack than that? What could be more validating than that? That's great. It's really powerful. It's really energizing. I really have to kind of look at it like that. And this is what Yitzchak was doing. He was lasuach basada. He went to just kind of unload. That's what he went to do. And I think sometimes we have trouble doing that. For all different types of reasons, concerns of time, and sometimes we kind of lock ourselves away, and maybe turn off our phone. maybe use our phone, but with the phone off, and make it like we're talking to Hashem on the phone. But somehow to try to get into that zone. One of the things that Yitzchak did in the sixth parasha to get into that zone is the place that he went to. He went to Be'er Lechayroi. Rav Hirsch writes he went there because that was a place where the person who seemed like Hashem totally ignored him, was totally ignored. That's where that, Hagar, she was thrown out of the house of Sarah and Yitzchak, Sarah and Avram, and she thought nobody wanted her. And that's where Malach came to see her there, and that's why we called the Be'er Lechayroi. Malach was able to see this kind of dejected, almost slave woman. But no, Hashem cares about even that, and kind of put ourselves into that context. Think about those things. And think about how Hashem has treated us so well. You look at some of the language that Avraham and Yitzchak are davening there in Eliezer in the sixth parasha. They're talking about how Hashem has helped them so much in the past, and that's always a good way to kind of start off, to thank Hashem for all the help that He's given to us in the past. But then, of course, to kind of unload yourself, be a siach basada, and kind of distract yourself from your troubles by unloading it on Hashem. I hope you all have a wonderful Shabbos, and take this lesson very much to heart, and you'll enjoy yourselves immensely by talking kind of hours and hours to Hashem. Bye-bye.